British Sky Broadcasting presents Herbie, Fully Loaded, starring Lindsay Lohan as Maggie Payton, Michael Keaton as Ray Payton Sr. and Matt Dillon as Trip Murphy, voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency. Herbie, a little white Volkswagen Beetle, screeches around a bend on a racetrack past several racing cars. The track takes them through an arid landscape. Newspaper headlines read, "Little car amazes fans with a big finish. Tiny car wins big race. Underdog shines through." Herbie is split in half and one half comes in first and the other third. Headlines read, "Herbie divides and conquers, heroic finish."
A lot of Herbie fans out here today wearing Herbie's colors.
Herbie's number plate reads OFP 857. Another headline reads, "Herbie falls in love." Herbie and a little sports car travel together on a boat across water. Herbie flies around a very rough terrain course, leaping a ravine. Headline reads, "The little car that could." A neon sign outside a club reads 53 parties at Studio 54. Headline reads, "Herbie the little daredevil as he leaps a row of people lying down, travels along the cables of a suspension bridge, plays matador with a bull, smashes through cacti in the desert and travels on two wheels around a narrow ledge several stories up a skyscraper. He guest stars in a TV show called Beach Bugs where he drives through the sea pursued by a shark and drives along a beach through seagulls. A headline reads, "Herbie hangs with Knight Rider." Another reads, "Herbie spurs arcade craze," an arcade game with a Herbie car on a racetrack. Headline reads, "Little Herbie crushed by competition. Favourite Herbie disappoints." Herbie smashes into hay bales on a racing circuit and goes off-roading on a mountain track. Boulders fall on him on a narrow mountain pass. Headlines read, "Tiny car loses, number 53 finishes 53rd. Herbie comes to a stop in some hay bales. He belches smoke and his bumper and wheel come loose. Headline reads, "Herbie moonlights as a taxi. Where is he now?" Herbie travels on the back of a truck into a breaker's yard. The jaws of a digger come menacingly close to Herbie as they grab at a car when the truck drives by. A sign reads, "Crazy Dave Scrap and Salvage. We put the cash in crash." A man practices his golf swing on a tiny piece of artificial turf as the truck pulls up. Herbie's headlamps survey the carnage all around him like eyes, and he blinks as the man looking suspiciously like Hitler approaches. The greasy, overweight driver of the truck plops onto the floor from the cab.
What the heck happened to you?
I'm sorry, Crazy Dave. I had a few problems getting this critter on the truck.
Well, please, I'm blowing bigger things out my nose. Prettier, too.
Herbie ejects a plume of black smoke into Dave's face.
What was that?
I wouldn't insult him if I was you. He's sensitive.
He's a car.
Yeah, I know. It's just that he's proud. That's all I'm saying. The shed I got him out of was just full of these old trophies. I think he used to be a race car.
A race car?
Yeah.
You know, I bet it took first place in the ugly Annapolis 500.
The hubcap pings off and hits Dave in the back of the head.
Oh, wow! What did... wasn't a car.
All right, just be calm. I don't have to take this. Silly car. Inanimate object.
Herbie spills oil all over Dave's boot.
Are you kidding? Leaked all over my shoe! Let's just get this thing off my truck!
You are selling the crusher!
Push!
Dave hauls on a chain attached to Herbie's front as the other man pushes him from behind. But Herbie rolls back, refusing to come off the truck. They try again. Herbie spins his wheels. They manage to pull him to the edge, but Herbie springs open his doors against two poles, making him too wide to come off. Herbie spies the exit sign, and slamming his doors, he accelerates off the truck, knocking Dave out of the way. He races down the ramp, dragging Dave behind him, still holding onto the chain. He bombs towards the exit, but drives over some sharp metal, puncturing his tires. The other man runs to help Dave up, and brushing him down, they approach the car cautiously.
I'm just gonna... I gotta go! Hey!
The other man runs off scared. Dave looks around the car lot. His toupee rises in the breeze, revealing his shiny bald patch.
Listen up, car. No one makes a fool out of Crazy Dave. No one. Consider yourself crushed!
Dave walks nonchalantly away. Herbie lowers his eyelids and sinks on his tires. A seated audience sit outside in the sunshine at a graduation ceremony. An excited man in the audience spots a girl racing along in her gown on a skateboard. The girl, wearing a very short skirt beneath her gown, skids to a halt at the front of the line of graduates. Flips up the board, and catching it in one hand, she shakes the hand of the presenter and takes her diploma just in time.
Margaret Keith! Yeah.
The man takes her photo as she smiles and poses.
Man, I've seen some photo finishes in my time. That was cutting close.
Okay, Dad. Getting dizzy. Oxygen deprived.
Man, your mom would be so proud of you. You know you're the first Peyton to graduate from college, right?
Yeah, at least one where you don't have to keep a toolbox at the end. Where's Ray?
He's running some laps. We got a qualifying race in a couple of days. He's just working on some minor problems.
Like not crashing?
Maggie's friend pulls up in a new car.
Check out what my mom and dad got me for graduation.
Great. Rub it in.
4.2 V8, right?
V8 what? I don't know, but it's adorable.
Hey. Promise me you'll look after Maggie in New York.
Please, we'll be roommates for like 15 minutes.
It's an assistant producer job at ESPN.
You're gonna be in front of the camera in a heartbeat.
Have a great time in Paris.
Bye. Be back in a month. I'll spring you from Riverside. We'll cruise to the Big Apple and start our new life. Au revoir!
Hey, I promised your brother we'd meet him at the track. We gotta go.
Do I even get a graduation lunch? Well, this isn't quite what I had in mind, but...
Hey, I sprung for the churros.
Dad, is Sally still sponsoring you?
One of the proud of the few.
Sally, a blonde woman, sits in the stand as Maggie's brother practices laps.
Hey, guys! Congrats on the ESPN job!
Thought Maggie might be able to swing some free publicity over there.
Only publicity Team Peyton needs is to win a race.
We're turning this thing around. I know it. Believe me.
Ray Jr. races around the track as Maggie watches with ever-increasing disappointment.
Come on, Ray, what are you doing?
Ray hits the barriers and spins the car. Coming to a stop, he struggles to pull down the mesh of the glassless window and flops out onto the ground. He tugs off his helmet.
Hey, Ray, you were just pushing the right front.
Oh, was that what it is? Oh, do you want that in college? Thanks.
Hey, at least he loses with style.
He sure had enough practice.
I can't believe Tripp Murphy won Daytona. He's a loser. He's a well-paid loser.
Hey, Ray, the guy's a great racer. Say what you want about him. And he's got excellent focus.
Suddenly, Maggie focuses on a threadbare, straggly little tree on the side of the road.
You drove past that tree on purpose.
No, I didn't. We're taking a shortcut.
Well, I thought you were going to chop it down.
We tried to knock it down by crashing a car into it, but... Oh, wait, no, that was you!
Oh, right. I'm not the one who crashes into walls all the time, though, am I?
Mag, don't let him get to you. The important thing is, whenever you see that tree in this town in your rearview mirror, you know you're on your way to a better life. Right?
Right.
All right.
The Peyton family truck turns into a residential street. Later that evening, inside their home, Maggie packs up her things whilst looking at framed newspaper clippings documenting the Peyton family racing dynasty.
Now you, Gramps, had style.
Yeah, I sure did. Listen. Sorry I didn't really pull out all the stops for graduation.
It's okay. You know, that was always Mom's department anyway, so...
Yeah, it's been 10 years, and I should have more of a clue.
I didn't know the team was doing so badly.
Maggie, it's a bad streak. We'll pull out of it. But I do think it's time we find room for you up on that wall.
Mr. Peyton takes down a frame and replaces it with Maggie's graduation certificate.
That'll do it justice.
Night, Dad.
Hey, baby. Hey, tomorrow morning, getting you a graduation present.
Dad, it's okay. I really don't need anything.
I want to. First thing, bright and early, you and me, you get to pick it out.
Okay.
All right.
Night.
Ray and Maggie drive into Dave's scrapyard. Maggie gets out of the truck, looking bewildered.
Dad, what are we doing here?
Buying you a car.
I appreciate the gesture, but I'm only going to be here for like a month.
You know you don't want me chauffeuring around for a month. Happy graduation, Magpie. Hey, Dave!
Maggie, armed with a roll of notes in her hand, wanders around the graveyard of knackered old cars. Suddenly, she focuses on an old beaten-up brown car parked just ahead of Herbie.
Wow, a stock car.
Herbie raises his dusty old eyelids. His 53 is barely visible through the dirt on his bonnet. Maggie looks over the car. It has the number 86 on its door. She looks guiltily around before opening the door and climbing into the driver's seat. She smiles as she takes hold of the steering wheel. Herbie lifts up slightly on his wheels.
One lap to go. Maggie Peyton is about to make NASCAR history. She's going. She's going. She's done it. Unbelievable. She's the first female driver to take the Nextel Cup. Wow.
Hey, Maggie, did you find anything yet?
Maggie quickly gets out of the car. Herbie watches.
Not yet, Dad. Still looking.
Okay, honey.
Herbie raises himself slowly up on his tires, and as Maggie retreats, he summons all his strength. Shaking with the effort, he lurches himself forward, pulling himself off a support prop. He runs out of steam and closes his eyelids. A forklift truck comes and picks him up. He watches as a car is picked up and dumped on the back of a truck, and another is put through a crusher. A very flat car comes out of the other side.
What do you think, hon?
Nothing's calling out to me.
Oh, now, trust me. There is a certified pre-owned champion out there just waiting to be discovered. A car with the guts, character, and the heart of a thoroughbred.
Herbie shakes as he waits in line to be crushed. He sounds his horn. Maggie opens her eyes and mouth wide with anticipation as she approaches Herbie.
Okay, just think, if this horn hadn't gone off, I wouldn't have found this Nissan.
Maggie walks past Herbie towards a Nissan.
Hey, Maggie, what about this guy? These are great, man. You take care of the engine, they run forever. Doesn't really need anything.
Yeah, it's cute. But, Dad.
The digger picks up the quaking Herbie.
Hey, how much for the Nissan?
Oh, good eye. Good eye. Well, we've had a lot of interest in that car this week, but,
tell you what I'm going to do. Since you are the first customer today, I think I can cut you a deal.
Herbie flaps his doors above the Nissan and then drops onto it, smashing it flat.
I'll give you 50 for the bug.
Sorry, no can do. See, I always felt that there was something special about that car, you know? I wouldn't sell that in a million years.
75.
Oh, sold. Hey, I'll make up the papers.
Maggie hands Dave the money and walks towards Herbie, who is resting on the top of the Nissan. Her father joins her.
At least we know the horn works.
Maggie practices on her skateboard as Herbie watches her. He tilts his chassis from side to side, copying what she is doing on the board. Then she flips it over 180 degrees, landing back on it.
Okay, Max. Tires are good. Gas is good. Brakes are good. Look at that. The speedometer goes up to 200 miles an hour.
Somebody's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. All right, now. Come over to the garage later. Have Augie take a look at it.
Thank you, Dad.
Maggie drops her skateboard onto the back seat and climbs into the car. As she sits, the glove compartment falls open. An envelope falls out. She picks it up and opens it. She reads.
Please take care of Herbie. Whatever your problem, he'll help you find the answer. Great. Fortune cookie on wheels. Okay, let's start out slow.
Maggie screeches into a mechanic's garage. The mechanic just manages to scoot out of the way under a vehicle before Herbie pulls up next to him.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me help you.
The mechanic steps onto his rolling board and falls over onto his back.
Are you okay?
Maggie looks at him from above.
Maggie?
Kevin?
God, you look great. I mean, it's great to see you. I haven't seen you since high school. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just got this car. You know, my dad wanted to get me something nice for graduation.
Herbie collapses slightly.
Didn't you used to drive cars with a little bit more, muscle?
Oh, this car's not for racing. It's just for, you know, regular driving.
For show.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? It's not even worth it. I'm just gonna take it back to Crazy Dave. It's good to see you, Kevin.
Yeah, good to see you. Hey, Max, I can fix it for you.
Oh, no, that's okay.
No, that's what I do. Kevin's custom car shop.
Nothing too fancy.
No, just the basics. Yeah, we'll take him for a test drive. See what we got to work with.
And I'm sorry for almost running you over.
Yeah, don't do that again.
They get into the car and it bucks off down the street, belching out smoke.
Okay, all right. Easy, Max. Smooth ride.
Sorry. Hey, do you know where we could get some new shocks?
You know what? There's a car show at the fair place. We could borrow some parts from the Fernandez brothers.
Yeah, I'm not really up for that whole scene anymore.
What are you talking about? You used to tear it up down there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was then. Besides, I doubt this bucket of bolts can make it down there anyway.
Herbie suddenly does a wheelie, tipping Maggie and Kevin back in their seats. Passers-by look on in shock.
That's the Maggie I know.
What are you talking about? I'm not doing this.
What'd you say?
Herbie speeds along, swerving in and out of the traffic.
Okay, Max.
Maggie slams on the brakes and Kevin is thrown forward. His nose squishes up against the windscreen.
Oh, my God.
He's got more horsepower than I expected.
Are you kidding me? He just took off.
He?
Herbie.
Okay, the car's name's Herbie?
It wasn't my first choice. Name came with the car.
Why don't we take it back, strip it down, get rid of all the old parts. You know, maybe there's something to salvage under there.
Works for me.
Go easy, Max. Herbie. What are you doing?
Right, steering wheel's jammed.
Why don't we just take the left? We'll take the left.
I can't turn it. It's jammed.
Okay. Easy.
Great, I'm being carjacked by my own car.
Herbie drives them through a car park and into the El Dorado Car and Street Rod Show.
Oh. Okay, watch the people. Easy. Oh, that's the e-brake. That's not good. That's supposed to be connected to something. Oh, good, they're valid for it.
Oh, man.
Sorry. What are you doing? I thought you didn't even want to come here.
I didn't. It was Herbie.
That's funny, Jay.
It's Herbie.
Hey, where are you going?
What? I'm so sorry.
Get back.
Maggie! What is up, girl?
A crowd of boys runs over to Maggie and Kevin.
Pancho,
what's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh,
you look good.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's great to see you, too.
Hey, is that your car?
No. I don't know whose car that is.
Oh, good thing, because that thing is ugly.
Herbie is deflated and sinks on his suspension, lowering his eyelids. Suddenly, there is a commotion and people step to one side to make way for a sleek black car. A man in a baseball cap and shades gets out and climbs onto a stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scottsdale Cup Series champion, Trip Herbie!
I hope you don't mind that I crashed your party. When I'm in the middle of a race, swapping paint with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Gordon, you know what keeps me going? It's you guys. My fans. And now I'm going to give you that same experience in your very own living rooms. Crash, what do you got for me? Oh, wow. You guys are in for a real treat. It's my new video game. Trip Murphy, Undefeated.
Trip tosses a copy of the game into the crowd as people swarm around a stand to buy their own.
All right. You've got a Sports Illustrated shooting an hour.
No sweat. I'll do two laps, keep the Sharpies handy, and when the women give you their numbers, get photos this time. I don't want a replay of what happened in Phoenix. I do enough charity work already.
Okay.
Can I get your autograph?
Trip, sign my head.
A bald man.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Yes! Trip Murphy signed my head!
Where are you going?
Anywhere but here. I'm not going to be embarrassed again.
Well, wait, what about the car?
Tell Crazy Dave he can keep his cash. I'll stick with my board.
You can't just leave it here.
Hello, look around. Somebody will take this thing off my hands.
Maggie pops the bonnet and the boot opens too. Kevin discovers a tarpaulin covering something in the boot. Maggie disconnects the alarm.
What is with this car? It's like it's trying to embarrass me.
Herbie squirts thick black oil at Maggie's chest. Kevin lifts up the tarpaulin to reveal a silver crash helmet.
Hey, what is this? Some guy named Max left these in the truck. You look great. You got a tiny little spot on your shirt. What happened? What? Are you gonna change into those?
Stand guard, no peeking.
Don't flatter yourself, no peeking.
Kevin turns his back whilst Maggie changes her clothes inside the car. Kevin adjusts the wing mirror to see Maggie change, but Herbie tilts it away again. A battle ensues between Herbie and Kevin over the mirror angle.
Hey. Oh, good, it fits.
Let's go. Wait, where are the keys?
Herbie pushes Maggie with his door, forcing her head first into the crash helmet. She bumps into Trip, who signs the helmet.
Whoa. Take it easy, guy. All you gotta do is ask. Yeah, I'd wear a helmet too if my ride looked like that.
Herbie lowers his headlamp lids. Kevin bumps deliberately into Trip, who is signing a photo.
Right, let's get out of here.
Hey, good idea, loser. Better get this car back to the circus before Bozo puts out an APB.
Good stuff.
Kevin and Maggie climb into Herbie and Herbie focuses his sights on Trip's sleek black car. Suddenly, the gear shift is flicked forward without Maggie touching it and Herbie travels slowly towards Trip's car. Maggie puts her foot on the brakes to no avail.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Woody, take it easy.
Herbie drives close to the car and then, angling his wing mirror down, he scratches a long wavy line all along the side of the car. Maggie and Kevin look on in horror, unable to do anything to stop it.
Oh! Oh, dude!
I swear to God, I did not do that!
Okay, well, try telling that to him.
Race!
Reap, you can take that?
I can't, Riggs. Get out there and tell them I'm sorry.
I love that I have to do this. Sure, because Tripp and I have such a good rapport.
What have I got to lose? It's a bug.
Herbie winds his windows up and locks the doors, trapping Maggie inside. The crowd follow Herbie as he joins Tripp's car at the starting line, with Maggie still trying to get out.
Oh my God, what is this? I don't want to race! Kevin! Kevin!
The crowd gather. Inside Tripp's car, Tripp flicks four green switches and taps away at a keyboard that comes out of the glove compartment. He then pushes some more buttons, whilst Maggie inside Herbie fiddles with some knobs and eventually finds the wiper fluid, which squirts Tripp through the open window.
What are you trying to do to me, you crazy little car?
While Maggie continues to struggle with the doors, the starting flags are raised. Tripp looks confident. Maggie looks terrified. And inside Herbie, pistons pump, cogs turn and sparks fly as Herbie spews out black smoke from his exhaust. The flags are dropped. Herbie's gear stick thrusts forwards. The accelerator pedal depresses to the floor and the cars shoot forward. Tripp looks relaxed as Maggie watches with terror at the pedals moving down without her touching them. The cars screech around a bend and the steering wheel spins in Maggie's hands. She puts her foot on the brake. Herbie depresses the accelerator further. She goes to grab at the gear stick, but it moves out of her hand. She comes alongside Tripp, who smiles confidently at the clear road in his rearview mirror, then realizes she is next to him. He rams her, and Herbie spins out of control. His bonnet flips open, and Tripp disappears into the distance.
Okay, so that's how you want to do it?
Maggie drops her visor and pulls the gear stick into reverse. Herbie races backwards in pursuit of Tripp. Tripp's speedo reads 130 miles per hour. Suddenly, Herbie comes alongside Tripp, travelling backwards. Tripp does a double take and then swerves his car to ram Herbie, but Herbie wheelies so that Tripp travels underneath him to the other side of the road. Spinning on his end, Herbie drops back down to face forwards and race back after Tripp. Maggie holds out her hand to the gear stick and Herbie drops it back into her hand. She smiles, and Herbie seems to get faster. Tripp spins his car to avoid a roadblock, forking off to the right. Maggie follows him. Tripp sees that she has caught up with him. Then she comes alongside him again. Tripp slams on his brakes and turns at the same time. She sticks to his side and they race towards the finishing line. The crowd awaits them. The crowd splits and sprints out of the way of the oncoming racing cars. Suddenly, the central barrier rail looms, but Herbie hops up onto it and travels along effortlessly, smashing through the reflector poles along the way. Leaping off the end of the rail, Herbie wins by a nose as the flag goes down. Maggie slams on the brakes. Tripp is frustrated. Maggie is in shock. Tripp gets out of his car, amazed.
I thought you said you hadn't been racing in a while. That was unbelievable.
I know, unbelievable.
Hey, Tripp, what do you say? Get that camera out of my face.
Did you see the way I came off that guardrail?
I don't know how you did that.
All right, this is going to sound a little strange, but it wasn't me. I think it was Herbie.
Herbie is a car.
Well, you always said they had personalities.
Yeah, personalities. Doesn't mean they're possessed.
All right, I can't explain it, but when Tripp was blocking me on that final turn, I mean, I kept wishing I was on my skateboard so I could rail slide past him. But then Herbie did it. I mean, it was like we were connected or something.
That makes perfect sense. Cuckoo.
What are you doing?
I'm just checking to make sure the exhaust fumes haven't gone back inside the car.
Kevin, I beat the reigning NASCAR champion in a 63 bug. How else do you explain that?
Well, how about you're an amazing racer and you proved it today? Why are you so afraid to admit that? You beat Tripp Murphy on your own with this hunk of junk.
Ow!
Herbie pops open his door into Kevin's backside. Maggie gets into Herbie.
Hey, admit it. Felt pretty great to be behind the wheel again, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That's what I thought.
Maggie drives out of Kevin's workshop. Back at Maggie's house.
Years. I'm not gonna let these guys in suits tell me what to do.
Okay, Dad, these guys in suits, they pay our bills.
What do they know about racing, Ray?
Well, they know enough not to back a losing team.
Another sponsor bite the dust.
Come and go. That's the nature of the business. Hey, you got in late last night.
Let me direct you to the date of birth on my driver's license.
Let me direct you to the address on that license. My house, my rules.
A sporty yellow bug drives up to the Peyton's house. Sally, the patent sponsor, gets out of the car. Herbie lifts the lids on his headlamps with interest. He rises up on his shocks and flaps his sun visors. A sparkle of sunlight bounces off of the yellow bug's windscreen and Herbie inches forwards.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sally.
Hey, Sal. Please don't tell me you're pulling out, too.
No. I'm making your day. You're gonna love this.
Taking the sports world by storm. Here it is again. Our exclusive footage of Trip Murphy just getting scorched in an impromptu street race. And get this, the competition was a 1963 Volkswagen Beetle. That's right, folks, a 63 bug.
Maggie looks away, avoiding her father's gaze. He storms out. Maggie rolls her eyes, then follows him.
I'll be back. Dad! What'd I do?
Ray Sr. strides over to Herbie with Maggie close behind.
I'm sensing you're looking for an explanation.
You promised me no more street racing. Listen to me. I almost lost you once. I'm not gonna let that happen again.
Dad, at least let me explain first.
Okay, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Look, I ran into Kevin yesterday.
Kevin? You're not even in town 24 hours, hon, and you let goofy Kevin talk you into street racing again. Maggie, do you think I busted my butt to put you through school just so you could get back behind the wheel of a race car?
Dad, I wasn't even driving.
Who was driving?
It was Kevin's friend, Max, who was driving. And then they wanted to challenge Trip, so I let them borrow the car, and it was a one-shot deal.
Promise?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, too.
Ray walks away. Maggie closes her eyes, a guilty expression on her face. Herbie watches Ray as he goes.
Whoever this Max guy is, must be pretty good if he can beat Trip Murphy in a little thing like that. Not bad.
Ray goes back into the house. Maggie goes to sit on Herbie's bonnet. He inches forwards to accommodate her. Herbie flicks his headlamps at the yellow bug. Sally climbs into it and drives away. Elsewhere, Trip is shooting a commercial.
Life's a trip. Then you drive.
Cut!
I definitely nailed that one.
I agree. I'd love to try just one more time.
Doesn't get much better than that, Ben.
Okay, moving on.
Hey, Trip, can I talk to you for a second?
What is it?
Okay, the sponsors are all over my back, and the ESPN special is going down the drain because you've banished the film crew to sign your videos.
I don't want to talk about yesterday.
I'm not talking about yesterday, okay? I'm talking about tomorrow and the day after that. This is your future, and those people over there are paying for it, so get your head in the game.
I can't deal with this right now, Larry!
Good hustle, everybody. Good hustle.
Trip watches replays at the end of his race with Maggie over and over. Larry enters his office.
Sets.
How could that thing beat me?
Nobody cares about some stupid street race.
I care. I'm a Nextel Cup Series champion that just got beat by a Volkswagen bug.
Yes, you're a champion on the track, where it counts. This is nothing. The sports reporters will get a couple of laughs out of this, and by Thursday, everybody will have forgotten it ever happened.
I've been up all night going over this race. I outclassed him on every front. I want a rematch.
Oh, geez, Trip. No, it's please. It's me, your brother. I'm begging you.
I'm thinking of a two-day racing event where I beat all comers and then I destroy that little bug. I want posters in every garage, body shop, and auto parts store in the area, and I want full-page ads in all the local rags.
How do you even know this Max guy would show up?
Max is a racer. He'll show. I'm gonna exterminate this bug.
An advert in the paper reads, "Think you can beat Trip Murphy? Two-day racing event, $10,000 prize." A fan in Kevin's workshop flicks the page over. Kevin watches Maggie pull up in Herbie.
Hey, where you been?
Look at this, I want to show you something.
Huh? 2180 engine, dual Weber carburetors,
front rear swing axles.
Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, they're, wow, I mean, you really put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential in this little car. I think we can turn him into a serious champion. It's gonna take a lot of work, but there's a race coming up in Lancaster in a few weeks.
Whoa, hold on a second. The other day was great. I still don't know how it happened, but it was a fluke.
I thought you said you loved being back behind the wheel.
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, now I'm moving to New York, and I'm starting a new life, and...
Maggie, how are you gonna move to New York? You live in a city where you have to take a subway to work?
Listen, I told my dad no more racing, and I ended up lying to his face. The last time that happened, I ended up in the hospital for 2 weeks. Please note that this is just after-school special cycle I'm trying to break here. And I need some cash for my apartment.
Those are the classifieds.
Listen, Kev. I'm really sorry.
I know.
The advert has fluttered down onto the ground in front of Herbie, and he has spotted it.
What do you need about Herbie?
I guess I'll just drop off the keys and the number to an exorcist.
Maggie gets into Herbie, who flaps air at the advert so that it flicks up onto the windscreen in front of Maggie.
What? Maggie, what happened? You all right?
Herbie swishes his wipers so that the advert floats towards Kevin. He grabs it and reads.
I know what you're thinking.
It's one race, Max. One race, 10 grand. That's a lot of cash.
Okay, we'll split it. You got rent money to pay. I got this dump to fix up. Everybody wins. What do you say, Max?
The workshop floor is littered with tools and parts. Maggie and Kevin work underneath Herbie, who is raised up. Kevin works with welding equipment. Kevin times Maggie on a stopwatch as she races around the workshop building.
Never believe it's not so.
Come on.
Maggie and Kevin wash Herbie. He shakes like a dog and sprays them with water.
Never believe it's not so.
Maggie staples the ceiling fabric in place inside Herbie. Herbie shunts forward, causing Maggie to fall on top of Kevin. They smile shyly at one another. They struggle to get up, looking embarrassed. Maggie buffs the back of Herbie, who shakes his wheels like it tickles. When she stops to investigate, he holds his wheels still. Later, Kevin is working on Herbie while Maggie sleeps on a sofa. Kevin glances over at her. Later, Maggie is racing Herbie around a mountain road while Kevin times her. They wash Herbie again, this time flirting and spraying each other with water. They watch a scary movie in a drive-in cinema, and Herbie quakes with fear. Kevin tries nonchalantly to put an arm around Maggie. She smiles and removes it. Herbie speeds along a coast road with Maggie and Kevin inside, laughing and chatting together. Herbie is all spruced up and shiny. Trip and Crash examine a computer-generated model of Herbie's mechanics.
I've been over every inch of this model 10 times. I've run all the tests. There's no way an ordinary VW engine like this could have smoked yours.
Well, there's nothing ordinary about this bug. I don't know what it's got under its hood, but I intend to find out.
It is nighttime in the Peyton house. Maggie helps herself to an orange juice from the fridge. Ray is having an intense conversation with Sally out on the porch. Maggie listens in.
Because I told you this was going
to
happen.
No, but those guys are always there. Using you just to come out and get me to do something. Come on, Sally, you gotta come through here.
You can't let them drop us. What's that gonna do to Ray? It's gonna break Ray's heart.
No, it's gonna break your heart. When are you gonna open your eyes? Ray Jr. is not cut out for racing. You know, I have held out as long as I can. Bass Pro is dropping you. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Tell him to hold on till the speedway races. If Ray doesn't place, I'm out. I close up shop. I'll sell motor oil. I'll do something.
Ray comes back into the house to find Maggie in the kitchen.
How long are you standing here?
Long enough.
Sure, I'm glad you're not part of this. Lisa did something right.
A truck pulls Herbie on a trailer covered in a cloth. They pass hundreds of windmills in a wind farm and enter the race ground. Kevin gets out of the truck and is immediately sized up by two men who look at him suspiciously.
I'm gonna go sign us in.
Maggie goes to register while Herbie lifts up a corner of the cloth to have a peer around.
Maggie Payton. Haven't seen you in a long time. Who are you here for? In the way, Ray?
Actually, I'm sponsoring Max. So do you like the makeover?
Kevin unveils Herbie, who sparkles with a new paint job. The crowd close in to get a better look.
Take the car out of the junkyard, Maggie. But you can't take the junkyard out of the car. How do you know this Max guy?
No, we go way back.
I'd like to meet him. Can you arrange a face-to-face?
Yeah, he's meditating, getting in the zone.
Sure, pressure's getting to him.
I don't think he's too worried. He's already beaten you once.
Beginner's luck.
Is that what you tell yourself when you're curled up at night in your Trip Murphy pajamas?
Look, you just tell Max. I'm really looking forward to the rematch.
Oh, hey, sorry. Big fella. I'm so sick of all this Trip Murphy crap. Jeez.
Hey, I'll see you later, Trip.
I don't know if I can do this.
No? Time to suit up, Max.
Race fans, please welcome our own Trip Murphy!
You got 200 names up there. By the end of the day, there'll only be one. And that driver will face me and have a chance to win $10,000. Let's race.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's winner goes up against Trip Murphy tomorrow.
Herbie races in one race after another, winning every time and creeping slowly up the electronic leaderboard. Starting in 178th place, he moves to 63rd place. Then races from the back to the front of a group of cars to take second place on the board.
Vroom, 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 let me hear you say hey yo, hey yo! What a day! The real wild card here is the enigmatic racer known only as Max. Questions abound. Who is Max? Where did he come from? What's with the helmet?
Herbie bounces his wheels with impatience before a race begins. The flag comes down on the end of another race and the leaderboard reads, Showdown Race, Trip Murphy versus Herbie tomorrow. Race starts at 5 p.m. Later, Trip enlarges a picture of Maggie in her helmet on his laptop. A piece of her hair sticks out from under the helmet, revealing who she is.
Gotcha, Max.
It is nighttime, and Maggie pulls up in the race ground. She is greeted by Kevin.
I've signed so many autographs, my hand is numb.
Guess who wants these kids?
Herbie is left alone in the changing coloured lights of the grounds. Herbie stares at Sally's yellow bug parked close by.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
He passes his headlamp eyes over her bodywork and alloy wheels.
I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted.
He rises up on his suspension and waggles his aerial. Herbie's temperature gauge goes into the red. His windscreen mists up, leaving a heart shape in the steam, and he trundles towards her. Kevin arrives back at the spot where Herbie had been. Bewildered as to where he is, he suddenly spots him bumper to bumper with the yellow bug. He approaches Herbie cautiously.
How'd you get over here?
What's wrong?
Wow, Maggie, you look amazing. I mean, you know, for someone who changed in a porta potty.
Come on, I know there's a compliment in there somewhere.
I think I'm losing my mind.
That was my first reaction, and then I embraced the mystery that is Herbie.
To Herbie.
She's too young for you.
I gotta tell you, winning definitely suits you. I got you something. Stupid. It's for luck tomorrow.
It's amazing.
Kevin gives Maggie a pendant of the number 53 and leans in to kiss her, but they're illuminated by powerful headlamps.
Evening.
Trip, I hardly recognize you without your camera crew.
I decided to give him the night off. We talk alone.
You okay?
Yeah.
Your driver did pretty well today for an amateur, but he's got some serious flaws. Take his car, for instance. The chassis's too high, and the aerodynamics are all wrong.
Thanks for the tip. I'll pass it on to Max.
You know what I can't figure out? Why you're not behind the wheel. I hear you were a heck of a street racer back in the day.
Ancient history.
I doubt it. It's in your blood. Your grandfather was one of the greatest drivers to ever hit the track. He's the reason I got into racing. And I gotta believe that it's hardwired into your DNA. Heck, your dad ought to get Ray out of number 56 and put you behind the wheel.
How many women drivers have actually won a major NASCAR championship?
It only takes one person to blaze a trail. Did you ever think that you might be the next great Peyton?
Thanks for the props, but I gotta go.
You wanna see how it feels behind the wheel of a real car?
Serious?
I doubt your old man's gonna make you the same offer. Go on. It'll be our little secret.
Maggie, wide-eyed, walks towards Tripp's racing car. Herbie backs up and spins around to face her as she walks over to the car. She looks it over hungrily and eventually climbs in through the driver's window in her short skirt and heels. Tripp watches her. Herbie looks depressed.
Try to keep it under 300.
Maggie roars out of the ground in Tripp's racing car and down the open, empty road ahead of her. She grins with delight. Back in the grounds, Tripp gives an evil smile as he approaches Herbie with a toolbox. he opens up the engine.
Okay, Bug. Let's see what makes you tick.
He reaches inside the engine, which sends sparks shooting into his hand. Then the door drops down onto his head. He pushes it back up and holds it.
There's just no way you can beat me with this engine.
Herbie squirts water into Trip's face. The door drops on him again. He wipes his face with a cloth. Meanwhile, Maggie continues to drive as Trip takes hold of a crowbar.
You want a piece of me?
He beats the bonnet with the bar.
Who's laughing now?
Herbie flips up his bonnet to smack Trip in the face. Trip falls to the ground. He stares mystified at Herbie, stretches his neck, and turns away. As he does so, Herbie appears to pull a face at him. Trip turns back and Herbie is still again. Meanwhile, Maggie races through the desert terrain and back into the grounds. She hauls herself out through the window frame.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, she's a pretty sweet ride.
I've never driven anything like it. I mean, that was the most awesome driving experience of my life.
It's amazing what a real car can do, isn't it? I got a little proposition for you. Why don't we raise the stakes? My car for your car. Let's make tomorrow's race for Pink's, too. Huh?
I don't know. I mean, Herbie's really special, so...
Oh, come on. Nobody's gonna take you seriously in that thing. Now, if you drive home in Trip Murphy's stock car, your dad would have to be an idiot not to put you on the team. What do you say? For Pink's.
All right.
You just better hope your boy Max is on top of his game tomorrow.
Trip walks slowly past Herbie, looking him over. The next day at the Peyton's house.
Ray, if you drank all the orange juice, I'm gonna kill you.
Night wheels!
Charisma! Hey, why aren't you in France?
Oh, Paris was a drag. I mean, I couldn't understand anybody, and hello, let's learn to pick up after our poodles. So anyway, thought I'd come back and we'd start a road trip early.
Slight problem. I promised I'd meet a friend out in the desert.
Why? Are you burying a body?
No, actually, he's in a racing tournament.
You think you're clever, but I can see right through you, Mags.
You can?
It's obvious you're dating him.
Okay, if you say so.
Well, don't be coy. What's his name? Is it serious?
Max. You know, we're so close, it's like we're the same person.
What are you doing? Hey, where have you been?
In a nightmare, where my dad, brother, and best friend from college decided to show up.
Yeah, well, you got a new problem, because look at this. Kirby's freaking out. I don't know what to do. Stop it! Did you leave him alone with Trip last night, by any chance?
What?
Hey, Maggie!
Who is that?
You gotta keep her away from my dad. Oh, and she thinks I'm dating Max. Just what? Don't ask me to explain, please.
It's the 5-minute warning. Now listen, get suited up and have a heart-to-heart with your car, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Where have
you been? Excuse me, Phil. Hey, I'm Kevin. You must
Hi.
Be Charisma, yes?
Yes,
yeah,
nice to meet you.
Meet you.
Yeah, I just came back. I had the worst time.
Hey, Herbie, what's going on? All right, Herbie, I don't have time for this right now. We need to get out there and beat Trip. Just get a grip, okay? You're a car. You do what I tell you to do, all right?
Herbie shakes and turns his visors in as if he is frowning an evil expression. Trip pulls up to the starting line.
It's winner take all at the Trip Murphy Sudden Death Showdown. Max decimated his challenger yesterday, but now he's up against superstar Trip Murphy. And now, here comes Max and Herbie to the starting line.
Maggie pulls up next to Trip and he smiles at her. She looks nervous. He nods. Kevin shouts from the stands.
Throw his wheels off, Maggie! Maxie!
The flag is brought down in slow motion, The drivers rev their engines. They wheel spin away, sending clouds of dust billowing out behind them. Maggie brings her gear stick back and shoots ahead of Trip. Both cars pass through the early evening rays of sunlight. Trip gives Maggie a little wave as he begins to inch past her.
Come on, Irving, what are you doing? He's pulling ahead!
That's it, Irving.
Maggie gives Trip a similar little wave as she starts to pass him. Trip slams down his accelerator further and roars ahead of Maggie. Maggie pushes Herbie more and he comes alongside Trip.
Herbie, come on, I want that stock car!
Herbie suddenly slams on his brakes at this, stopping right by the line and all the people in the stands. Trip stops just ahead of Maggie and turns around to drive back to her. Kevin and Charisma stand slowly up, their mouths agape. Maggie removes her gloves and walks around to face Herbie. Trip gets out of his car and waves to the crowd, smiling.
You stupid car, you blew this on purpose. I thought you were supposed to help me.
The voice is a little more high-pitched than I might have imagined. Come on, Max. Take off the helmet and show everybody who you really are.
Maggie turns to face Trip, and then with defiance, she takes off the helmet. Ray Sr. looks agog at his daughter.
It's a chick!
That ain't a chick, that's Maggie!
I guess I was wrong about you. You're not the next great Peyton after all. You're just another amateur who choked in the clutch.
Maggie throws down her helmet and stomps away. Kevin pulls up in the truck and trailer.
Max! Maggie! Hey! Hey, come on, stop this. You had a bad day, that's it, okay? Come on, let's get out of here. We'll take Herbie, we'll go back to the garage. There's always another race, all right?
No, there's not. Kevin, it's over. I should have never done this in the first place.
That's...
Suddenly, Kevin turns to see Herbie being loaded onto Trip's trailer.
Hey, whoa! Get away from him, will you guys?
Hold it, buddy! Whoa, take it easy.
Okay, all right, easy.
Wait a minute.
Easy.
Maggie didn't tell you?
What?
We were racing for Pink's. See, it was a little deal we made last night after I let her race my car. She said it was the best ride of her life.
Maggie casts her eyes guiltily away. Trip smiles, and Kevin turns to Maggie with a look of disbelief on his face.
Please tell me you didn't really do that.
Look, Kevin, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me, Mags. Apologize to Herbie. He's the one you stabbed in the back.
Kevin strides away. Ray Sr. approaches Maggie from the stands.
How could you lie to me, Maggie?
Dad, I can explain, okay?
Your word used to mean something. I thought it taught you the value of honesty. Guess I was wrong.
Dad, wait!
I'm through listening, Maggie.
Trip's mechanic winches Herbie up a little tighter to the trailer.
It's a car.
Payback time, bug.
Trip pats Herbie's roof before climbing into the truck. Herbie looks forlorn as he is dragged backwards out into the desert. Later, Maggie is driving home with Charisma in her car.
I can't believe you were pulling a Racer X on everybody.
I thought this was going to be a nice conversation-free ride.
We've been friends for 4 years, and I've never known the real you until today.
Yeah, a lying backstabber who managed to alienate everyone she cares about.
You don't get it. You are awesome out there. I mean, why are you going to New York? You belong behind the wheel of a race car.
Grab the wheel. What are you doing? Sorry. Look, I'm really excited about this new career path.
Are you really going to be happy reporting on the story rather than being one yourself?
Maggie pauses to think. Later, she approaches Trip in his garage.
Trip, we need to talk.
Amateur hour's over. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a real race to prepare for.
I want to buy Herbie back.
Herbie?
The Volkswagen?
Oh, yeah, the bug. I'm real sorry. I'd like to help you, but you're a little late. Crash just took him out for a little spin.
Trip, what did you do with him?
Trip smiles an evil smile. A neon sign above a shack reads Jimmy D's Smash and Crash Demolition Derby. The huge crowd chant. Crash rises out of Herbie's sunroof. He is parked in the center of a circle of cars all facing him like bulls, preparing to charge a matador. He slides down Herbie's bonnet and pushes out his chest like primitive man. He sprays a red spiral on Herbie's bonnet over his number 53. Cars all race towards Herbie in the center, smashing into his bumper and spinning him around. Crash inside the car whoops with delight. Maggie and Charisma run down the steps of the stadium and are stopped by a big burly security man.
Whoa. Driver's home.
No, wait, you don't understand. That's my car out there.
Well, now you parked it in the wrong place.
The cars swerve and collide in the arena.
No! My name's Jimmy D. This here's my place. And that there car belongs to me.
Well, how much to buy him back?
If he comes out of this thing in one piece, I'll just give him back to you free. How's that?
A car rams into Herbie's front left fender. His bonnet is completely dented inwards. Maggie looks on with horror. A banner strung across the entrance to the arena is swept away by an enormous truck on giant wheels and with devil horns attached to the roof. The crowd stand and cheer. Steam emits from nostrils placed on the front of the beast-like vehicle. Crash whoops at the sight of the truck.
Woo! Monster trucks rock.
The driver of the truck to the audience.
I'm gonna whack that bug off my windshield!
Herbie lowers his lids in despair. The truck drives into the arena and Charisma distracts the security man while Maggie runs towards Herbie.
Herbie, don't just sit there. Do you work out?
Yeah, actually. My gym's 6 miles from here.
Go, Maggie, go!
Maggie darts in and out of the oncoming cars and truck as she makes her way towards Herbie. Maggie is getting closer to Herbie. Suddenly, two cars hit each other head-on in front of her.
Come on, Herbie, I can't lose you, we're a team!
Maggie jumps over the bonnets of the cars. Herbie, hearing her, lifts his lamp lids and gives her a despairing look.
I need you, Herbie, come on! Oh, come on, Herbie, don't do this. Please!
Herbie suddenly points his headlamps at Maggie and shines at her on full beam. Maggie grins. Herbie's doors open and shut, and he suddenly races towards Maggie. The truck rides up the two crashed cars and looms over her like a monster. She slowly turns around to see its two front wheels coming down on top of her. Herbie racing forwards does a front flip, capturing Maggie through his sunroof just before the truck crashes down behind them.
I didn't do that. It was the car.
His name is Herbie.
Well, that's a ridiculous...
Crash is ejected skywards from his seat. He flies into the endless depths of the stadium roof before coming down on one of the crowd.
Okay, Herbie, let's get out of here.
Herbie's dash lights up. She laughs and smiles. Maggie puts him into gear and flies off. Charisma and the crowd cheer as she whizzes around the arena. Herbie goes onto two wheels to avoid oncoming vehicles. The truck has parked to block Maggie's way. The driver growls at her through his window. She pulls away again and he chases after her. She makes a sharp turn to lose him.
Go,
Maggie laps the truck and comes up behind him. The driver sees Maggie in his wing mirror. Maggie uses an upturned car as a ramp, and sailing through the air above the truck, she comes down on the back of it. The truck's wheels explode off and the cab crashes to the ground. Maggie comes to a standstill on the tilted bed of the truck and the audience go wild. Maggie reverses off of the truck.
Thanks, buddy.
Herbie speeds out of the stadium. Later that night, Kevin is working in his garage when Maggie appears driving the battered Herbie. He looks up astonished.
What?
Kevin looks horrified as Herbie collapses onto the floor. Maggie gets out and carefully closes the door.
Look, I don't care if you ever speak to me again, but you have to help Herbie.
What happened?
I was a jerk, I know.
Me too.
You weren't a jerk.
No, I meant I also know you were a jerk. What are you gonna do at ESPN in New York, in the big time?
I met someone who made me shift gears. You know, get a new perspective on things.
Herbie shakes with recognition. Maggie smiles at Kevin coyly.
We're down to the final few spots to see who gets into the big race.
And one lap to go for Ray Payton Jr. in the 56 car, and it's going to be close.
So let's see if Ray Payton Jr. can qualify for Sunday's Nextel Cup race.
Come on, Ray!
Maggie and Kevin watch with anticipation on the sidelines as Ray speeds through the finishing line in good time. But then he loses control and smashes into the sidewall. Maggie and Kevin run towards the racing track as a fire truck arrives to put out the flames. Later in the hospital.
Right, to the right.
He really needs to be transferred.
Ray, you okay?
Max, I'm fine. I keep telling everybody. Can we just please get out of here? I'm totally fine.
Ray Jr. walks away from them and into a door.
I guess that means he's not totally fine.
Nope. Come here, Ray. Come on.
Doc, I'm fine.
Look straight ahead.
I see it. It's... now it's bright.
There's a problem with his left eye. His depth perception is off. We won't know the extent of the problem until we run further tests. Bottom line, he can't race Sunday.
Ray Jr. looks shocked at the departing doctor. Ray Sr. looks at the ground.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Hey, not your fault. You're in great today. I'm gonna go see the doctor.
Wait a minute, Dad. I still qualified. All we need is another driver, right? And we still got a shot.
Ray Jr. looks at Maggie. Maggie's eyes widen.
Let Maggie race.
Yeah, Ray? It's a good idea. I mean, Team Peyton needs this race.
She's ready, sir. She's really good.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Dad, I'm sorry I lied to you, okay? But all I've ever wanted to do is race.
You're not getting behind the wheel of that car.
Why? Because I'm a girl? Dad, I've had one crash. Race had dozens.
It's different.
The only difference is he has your support. What's really your problem with me racing?
Because you're the spitting image of your mom. I can't lose her twice.
Dad, I may look like her on the outside. Okay, but on the inside, I'm you. I'm a Peyton. Racing is in my blood. Please let me race.
I can't. Sorry.
Ray Sr. leaves the room. Maggie looks hurt and defeated. Later, Kevin is on the telephone in his workshop.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Fine. Bye.
bad news. I just got off the phone with my supplier. They're not going to give me any more parts until I pay off my overdue bills, which apparently you need money to do.
You can't fix Herbie?
Suddenly, Team Peyton's truck and trailer pull up in the yard, and Ray Jr. gets out and walks towards Maggie.
Shouldn't you be in bed?
Mag, I'm not blind. I just can't race. But you can. You're taking my space tomorrow.
Well, wait, what about Dad?
Dad always says I should step up and be a team leader, right? Called the rest of the crew. They agree. You're the one.
Maggie hugs her brother, grinning broadly.
Okay, look, we got a lot to do if we want to get my stock car ready to race, okay?
There's only one car I'm going to drive, and he's sitting right over there.
You serious?
I race in Herbie or I don't race at all.
Maggie and Kevin stride in unison into the workshop like they're going into battle. They are flanked by an army of mechanics carrying racing wheels and other car parts from Team Peyton. Kevin works on the engine, whilst Maggie passes Ray Jr. tools underneath the chassis. Herbie's bonnet is removed and a new one put in place. The racing wheels are screwed on. He is resprayed and his new number 53 added to the bodywork. Later, Tripp is interviewed at the racing track.
I'm with Tripp Murphy, NASCAR Nextel Cup Series champion. And Tripp, the prevailing wisdom in the press box is that your only worry today is that you don't have enough shelf space for a fourth championship.
Tell the boys thanks for the support. But it's a tough track, 500-mile race. There's some competent drivers out there. Jeff Gordon's a decent driver. There's an outside shot. He could win this thing. I guess what I'm saying is it's a long race and anything can happen in this sport.
Herbie is wheeled proudly out of the Peyton trailer, much to Tripp's shock. Tripp strides over to Crash, a fixed and unnatural smile on his face.
I thought you told me you destroyed that car.
Sorry, dude. Hey, Tripp. I know you're gonna win today, but on the microscopic chance that she beats you again, I've set up a slim, fast, big loser campaign. So there's that.
Tripp marches off.
He's mad at me.
He's mad at me.
It's me.
He hates us both.
Never seen a bug with a spoiler.
Did you not touch that? Thank you.
Drivers flock around Herbie, inspecting him inside and out.
Soft top on a race car. I like that. I like that. This car just winked at me. A race car just winked at you. I swear, the car just winked at me. Are you feeling okay? Is the pressure getting to you or anything? I'm fine. Fine. No problem, but I'm telling you, it just winked at me.
Maggie approaches Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Hey.
Can we get a second alone?
You and...
Herbie.
Of course. Hey, guys.
Ray, Augie. Let's give the lady some space, huh?
Sure.
Thanks, guys.
Maggie walks slowly and nervously to the front of Herbie.
You nervous?
Herbie appears to say yes with his eyes and bumper mouth.
It's good to be nervous. Keeps you alert.
Herbie appears to smile.
I just want to say, in the spirit of honesty, I did total a car once when I was racing. That was a long time ago. Hey, thanks for not giving up on me. All right. You ready to do this thing?
Herbie raises up on his wheels.
Cool. Show what we got.
Maggie pats Herbie and walks away. Racing cars are wheeled out. Herbie, surrounded on all sides, is pushed along by Team Peyton. Maggie walks behind, her crash helmet tucked under her arm. She grins at the crowd. She looks slightly overawed as a TV camera swings to face her. She smiles at Kevin as she approaches Herbie, patting him on his front fender.
Here we go, Herbie. This is it.
Maggie Payton, is that right?
That's what I've got, too.
Okay, so it's going to be Maggie Payton in the number 53 car for Team Payton in a last-minute ruling by the race officials.
Oh, what? Come on, you guys have been trying to figure out a way to sell gear to women for years.
It says here she calls the car Herbie.
I've never heard of a VW Bug race in NASCAR, but it looks like Team Payton found a loophole.
Where are you going?
Ray Sr. turns with shock to look at the TV in his study. Her friends in the crowd cheer Maggie on. She grins and makes her way slowly towards Herbie, lapping up the attention. Ray Sr. at home suddenly gets up and turns up the volume on his TV set as the drivers, Team Payton, all of the audience and Herbie salute for the national anthem. A parachutist flies into the stadium with the Stars and Stripes flag streaming out behind him. The teams then replace their caps and give high fives. The Payton team hug as a formation of jet planes fly overhead.
Go get him.
Thanks.
So is this what you dreamed it'd be like?
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted my dad to be here cheering me on.
Yeah. Listen, Max, there's something I want to say to you.
I guess I underestimated you guys.
Good luck out there today.
Thanks, Trip.
A word to the wise. It gets pretty nasty out there.
Trip, we got a race. Let's go, let's go!
Don't listen to him, Mags. He's trying to get inside your head. Kev, let's go.
All right.
So, you said you wanted to tell me something.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, don't cut your turns too tight.
Got it, Chief.
Okay.
Maggie fixes on her steering wheel. Kevin and Ray Jr. leap the barriers to take up their positions. Maggie puts on her crash helmet and glasses as Trip does the same. She puts on her gloves as Trip fixes on his steering wheel. Other drivers make last-minute adjustments. All the drivers flick switches and speedo needles shoot round dials with the revving of engines. All the faces of the drivers are serious with concentration. The crowd rise up to a standing position as the cars purr towards the starting line.
We've got all the makings of a great race here at California Speedway today. Beautiful weather and a great field of Nextel Cup cars as they head out onto the track for their two pace laps.
We're anticipating a record crowd today as fans have come here to see which of these drivers will hoist the Nextel Cup trophy.
Great stories bookend both ends of this field. Trip Murphy, the star of the season so far, will lead the field with the green flag from pole position. And then there's Maggie Payton, who'll start last. We'll see if she has what it takes behind the wheel and if Herbie has the goods under the hood. The pace car is off, the field comes down, the green flag is out, and we're underway here at California Speedway.
It looks like the 53 car got left in the dust.
There is a minimum speed you have to run. She better get going or else get black flagged.
Come on, Herbie. We're not out of this yet.
Maggie accelerates. Ray Sr. watches from his TV.
Come on, Mags, go.
Maybe it's the rookie jitters or a mechanical problem with the car. Whatever it is, Maggie Payton's barely hanging on right now.
Okay, let's go get down.
Maggie drives up to the back car and attaches Herbie by his bumper.
Herbie's starting to gain some ground. Here's Payton drafting off to Dale Jarrett in the 88.
Wait a second. I don't think Herbie's drafting. I think he's literally attaching number 88.
That little car is riding my bumper.
Come on, Dale. Shake her off.
Hang on.
Come on, Maggie. Come on.
ready?
Whoa, what a move! Maggie Payton just put a slingshot on Dale Jarrett to move past the 88 car.
Yes! Go, Mags!
Definitely unorthodox, but it put her right back in the race.
I bet her granddad smiling at that one.
Okay, we're back in it. Kevin, who's running first?
Tripp Scott Jr. by 2 lengths.
Herbie weaves in and out of the cars at the back of the group. The electronic board shows the numbers of laps going up. Tripp's face is serious with concentration. A car spins out of control and Maggie continues to fight her way closer to the front of the bunch of cars. Ray is still watching from home and then finally he throws down the remote and goes out of the room. Tripp and Maggie come into the pit stop for wheel changes. Tripp gets out of the pit stop first.
Great pit stop for Team Peyton, their best of the day. That's going to keep them in the hunt. Got a hungry pack chasing the leaders in this one. Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, Mike Bliss, all after the top spot.
And here comes Maggie Payton and Herbie, moving up on the outside.
18 laps to go in what's shaping up to be one of the most surprising races in NASCAR history. Tripp Murphy in the number 82 is out in front. Question is, can he hold the lead in the final laps?
Here we come.
Tripp spots Herbie in his rear view and a renewed expression of focus fixes on his face. Herbie is trapped behind two cars bunching together.
Herbie, we gotta find an opening. Okay, we'll make a move on turn three. They're boxing us in.
Three wide, just behind the leaders in turn three. It's Labonte low, Peyton in the middle. Oh, Peyton takes a shot from point, and another one from Labonte. And now one from Casey Kane. Herbie is getting pounded in the middle of this pack.
I'm getting killed out here. I can't shake them.
Yes, you can. You can do this next spark plug.
Dad?
You just buckle down and you grit your teeth.
Come on, Magpie.
You're the next great Peyton. It's time everybody out there knew it.
Thanks, Dad.
Maggie is shunted from behind, pushing Herbie's wheels onto the car in front.
Look at that.
Now what? Any suggestions, Dad?
Gas it now. Gas it right now.
Maggie accelerates right over the top of the car and down the other side.
I've heard her running over the competition. I've never seen it done like that.
Uh-oh. We've got a new problem. Herbie's losing oil pressure. Fast.
Looks like the 53 is leaking oil on the track.
Guys, we're coming in.
Hi, Kevin. It's Sally. What the heck is going on with number 53?
Hey, Sally, did you drive here?
Yeah, why?
Here comes the caution flag.
Everyone will make a pit stop here for fuel and tires. Looks like Team Peyton may be out of the race with that oil leak.
A Peyton team mechanic opens the bonnet of Sally's yellow Beetle. Meanwhile, the other drivers make their pit stops. The mechanic removes a part from the yellow Beetle and takes it to Herbie.
What are you doing? That little stunt you pulled almost cost us the race.
Take care of the car. Let me do the drag.
Can I make 2 suggestions?
Not now, Larry!
Not a perfect fit, but it's gonna have to hold.
How bad is it?
It might hold for 5 laps, might only hold for 1. Either way, you gotta avoid being slammed around out there, all right?
Listen, you raced your heart out there today, Herbie. But if we keep going, that might be it for you. Forever. I'm sorry, I'd rather lose this race than lose you.
Herbie thrusts his gear stick forwards and accelerates out of the pit and back on the track.
Oh, are you sure?
I can't believe it. Maggie, Peyton, and Herbie are getting back on the track.
You know, for a car, you're not a very good listener. Okay, Herbie, let's finish this.
Herbie races forwards. Speeding around the empty bend in the evening sunlight, he begins to catch up with the back markers.
Where is she, Crash? The fog, where's the fog?
Focus on winning, Trip!
There's no question who the fans are pulling for. It's rookie driver Maggie Payton in a car she calls Kirby.
Maggie swerves out from behind a car and overtakes it.
Atta girl, nice move. Now go get him, Maggie.
Payton continues the incredible rally, passing him left, passing him right. Now up to second place behind Trip Murphy. Amazing!
Maggie breaks out in front, coming up behind Trip, who's in the lead.
Did you miss us?
This girl's really beginning to tick me off.
Two laps to go, and it's a two-car race. Trip Murphy and Maggie Payton are going to settle this between them.
Go, Maggie!
All right! We've got him now.
Maggie changes gear and sticks close behind the swerving Trip as he tries to lose her.
On the outside.
Maggie begins to take Trip on the outside, riding high up the slanting bank.
Come on, Herbie. We're almost there.
Door to door off the corner as they start the final half lap contact. Murphy slams into the side of Payton.
Trip's last smash into Herbie's side starts his oil leaking again.
Mags, don't push it.
Mags, Herbie can't take it.
Herbie's eyelids flutter with the effort. Sparks are flying off his side as he scrapes against the wall. Maggie struggles to keep control of the steering wheel.
Forget about the bug and win the race!
You're going down, bug.
Trip swerves away from Maggie to get a good distance to ram her really hard, but she slams on her brakes and he swerves back into the wall.
Turn four! Murphy into the wall and upside down!
Okay, Herbie, you ready? Keep it steady!
There's no place to go! Look out for the crash! Herbie! Herbie's on the fence! Herbie's on the fence!
Team Payton look on astonished as Herbie rides the side fence like a wall of death before coming down and crossing the finishing line first. The black and white checkered flag is waved in a figure of eight.
Maggie Payton has won! Maggie Payton has won! Incredible!
Unbelievable! I've never seen anything like this in the history of NASCAR, not to mention the birth of the next great Payton.
Herbie speeds off the track, onto the grass in the center, and does a couple of circles, tearing up the turf. He finally comes to a standstill. Herbie smiles with his headlamps and bumper. Maggie takes off her goggles.
Let's go!
Team Payton remove their helmets and race towards Maggie. Maggie stands up straight and proud through the sunroof, her arms held high in a triumphant pose. Her friends and father run towards her. Ray Sr. hugs her.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Maggie, that was awesome.
Thank you.
So great.
Maggie throws a bunch of roses at her approaching brother, who catches them in one hand.
Hey, I thought you were depth perception.
Oh, well, best Peyton was on the track today. You did it. Congrats.
Look, listen to me. That car is possessed.
Trip rants.
It's vile, that. No, guys, my car is alive. You gotta believe me. It's mocking me. I'm telling you, that car is alive. Look, it's doing it again. You gotta believe me. You gotta believe me. This isn't the end, Bug. I'm gonna get you, Bug. I'm gonna get you.
He's fine. He's fine. Just a little dehydrated.
Kevin approaches Maggie shyly.
Gotta say, Payton, you and Herbie, you make a great team.
We make a great team.
Yeah, I thought you'd be a good driver, crew chief, for poor out there, huh?
Herbie, help me out here.
Herbie opens the door, knocking Kevin into Maggie. She looks into his face, smiling, and reaches up to kiss him. She hugs him close. Newspaper headlines read, Maggie Payton and Herbie win big in NASCAR debut. A picture of Maggie and the team smiling beside Herbie.
All right, now, I'm going to
trust you guys this time. But you got a big race coming up, and I want you to have her home at a decent hour. Show some respect, all right? My house, my rules. Comprende?
Okay, Ray. I think you got it.
All right. Whew. All right, come on, get out of here. I mean it, Herbie.
Ray Sr. has been talking to Herbie, parked beside Sally's yellow bug. Herbie raises up on his wheels and waggles his antennae, while Sally's bug winks, and they drive away. The end.
Today, why's she hanging around here? What's her story? Doesn't she know that it's too late? That the party is over and the car's for me. Why don't you tell her what's been going on? 'Cause she seems to be dreaming instead of just leaving. If you don't have the heart to fill her in,